Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here once again on Monday, March 11th. Getting into some more Jaguars action. They have been hitting the free agent market hot and heavy since the start of the legal tampering period on Monday at noon. In earnest, they've been hitting it earlier than that, right? They went and signed Mitch Morris to be their starting center. But right now, we've got two more moves that have been reported. Jaguars signing. Safety, Darnell Savage, who had played in Green Bay, former Maryland Terrapin, and Will Lutz, the kicker. So we're going to get into both of these moves right here, right now. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. So talking about Darnell Savage first, I've not watched a lot of him yet over the last couple years, so I can't give my personal opinion on the tape with Darnell Savage, but his underlying numbers are really good for the most part, especially in 2023, and then going back to earlier in his career, had a couple of years where it looked like he might have not been as productive or consistent for the Packers, but he was a freak athlete coming out of Maryland, like 4.39, 40-yard dash, almost a 40-inch vertical, really good broad jump, short shuttle, all that stuff. Like, he was one of those guys that certainly looked the part coming out of college and had all the tangibles, I should say. Coming out of Maryland as a safety, Packers drafted him early thanks to that athleticism, and he did have several good years for them as a coverage safety. He can really fly out there on the football field. The only real issue with him from the statistical perspective is the high missed tackle rate, lots of missed tackles throughout his career. That has been an issue with the Jacksonville Jaguars on the defensive side of the ball. So we will kind of see how that works out in that regard. Obviously, Ryan Nielsen, the new defensive coordinator, must have signed off on this move, but Nielsen is a guy that wants his players out there making tackles, not missing a lot of tackles, being fundamental. So we'll see how that looks. The Jaguars have some other guys that have missed tackles throughout their career. Darnell Savage certainly has missed tackles. How does he fit in the safety room? You have Andre Sisco, who's your starting free safety. Savage projects more as a free safety type, you know, a deep safety. You have Antonio Johnson, who you drafted last year to be more of a strong safety box type player. You have Dewey Wingert as a third safety. Now it looks like he's maybe a fourth safety. Daniel Thomas, you just brought back as a core special teamer and somebody who can play safety in a pinch for you as well. Very interesting move. Definitely would not have called the Jaguars making a push for a safety. The money hasn't come in yet. Can definitely say I don't think it'll be big. But looking at how this could work out, I think maybe this is a sign that you see more three safety looks with the Jaguars. You get Andre Sisco, Antonio Johnson, and Darnell Savage out on the field at the same time. Maybe it's a sign they want to see more of Antonio Johnson in the slot, which kind of surprises me a little bit. He's more of a jumbo slot type of guy, not really someone you expect to cover slot receivers in man coverage. But who knows? We'll see how it all plays out there with Darnell Savage being added to the safety room. Maybe you mix up all three of those guys a lot and are able to do a lot of different things, be versatile on the back end with your safeties. Sisco, though, Andre Sisco, he is only under contract through 2024. I obviously want to see him stay in Duval. I really like what he brings to the table. But maybe this is a little bit of Andre Sisco insurance for beyond the 2024 season, depending on how things go. We will see. Bottom line, though, Darnell Savage, he can cover, he can run, he can hit. He is going to have some frustrating moments in the tackling department. So we will see what his impact in Duval is. From a salary standpoint, I don't think this is going to be a big move. It's reported 3 years I think based on the safety market right now, you're probably looking at less than $7 million per year if I had to guess. Again, the numbers haven't come out yet, but that would be about a $2 to $3 million cap hit in 2024. So not going to be a major cap implication type of move here. And then looking at Will Lutz, again, played in New Orleans for a long time, was their starting kicker. Replaced Brandon McManus last year in Denver, ironically.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Of course, McManus came in to Jacksonville last year and really struggled down the stretch for the Jaguars. McManus has a ton of talent, but I think that the missed kicks, the missed opportunities, and big moments were really what kind of made the Jaguars decide we're going to go in a different direction this offseason. He's reportedly getting a three-year deal from the Jaguars. Will Lutz is. He'll turn 30 this summer, so certainly younger than Brandon McManus. Career 84.4% kicker, made 88% of his kicks for the Broncos last year. He has made 63.6% from 50-plus yards over the last two seasons. So a guy that does give you a little bit of that leg. I don't think his leg is as big as Brandon McManus, but certainly can make it from 50-plus yards. I think he can do the kickoffs for you as well. Hopefully he can be that guy to lock it down. Riley Patterson is still in town. The Jaguars signed him to a reserve contract earlier this offseason. We'll see if Patterson puts up a fight, if they allow Patterson to put up a fight. When you think about the fact that Lutz signed a three-year deal, that might mean it's just his job straight up in 2024 unless things go the wrong way in a hurry. So we'll see how that plays out. Kicker is such a fickle position, right? You saw Josh Lambeau having a tremendous run in Jacksonville. Then the injury happened, isn't able to stick around in the league anymore. Brandon McManus struggled a little bit last year down the stretch. So we'll see what happens here with Will Lutz. He was New Orleans kicker for six seasons, had a little bit of a down year in 2022, and then they decided to move on in a different direction. So again, kicker, very fickle, but hopefully Will Lutz can be the guy to kind of lock it down for the Jaguars, who have been very busy again, signing Darnell Savage reportedly to a three-year deal, signing Will Lutz to a three-year deal, Gabe Davis, the wide receiver as well. We just did an episode on him. If you want to check that out, you definitely can. We have got plenty of content to consume here with all the Jaguars roster moves. They signed Mitch Morris this morning, which is obviously an exciting signing, somebody to replace Luke Fortner at center. I don't think they're done. The word from Mia O'Brien is that the Jaguars are still in on Calvin Ridley, but now apparently the Texans have also entered the fray. They're making a push. So it's going to be a wild ride to see where Calvin Ridley ends up, because we had already heard reported that the Patriots were interested, that the Panthers had some interest, the Titans, now the Texans. So that's two teams within your own division. Obviously, the Jaguars are trying to keep Calvin Ridley around. Talking about Gabe Davis, I don't think that that was a move to replace Calvin Ridley. I think that was a move, if anything, maybe to replace Zay Jones. We'll see what happens with Zay Jones, but if the Jaguars decide to move on from Jones, they can save over $4 million against the cap. Gabe Davis, he signed 3 years, $13 million per year, $39 million total, with incentives up to $50 million. So I think they're looking at him as an outside wide receiver too. I don't think that they're going to bring Gabe Davis in here to be your only big-time outside receiver. I think they want to bring Calvin Ridley back. And if they can't bring Ridley back, I would bet that the Jaguars go wide receiver in the first two rounds of the 2024 NFL Draft. Really appreciate y'all tuning in, though. Let me know what you think in the comment section below about Darnell Savage, Will Lutz, any of these other additions that the Jaguars have made so far today. None of these will become official until Wednesday when the league year actually starts. And again, the Jaguars can't really make anything official with Calvin Ridley until after the league year starts, unless they want to give up that second round pick to the Atlanta Falcons instead of a third round pick. Very interesting stuff for the Jaguars. Really appreciate y'all. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.